It's all about personal touch, right? That's how we build a moat around our business, right? Where we making the customer feel like we're really invested in this deal between the two of you, right? And if they don't feel good at the end of the day, it's not a good experience for them, even if you do a really good job. One of these ones, this is a new one a guy's testing out, but I think it's genius. The text message goes out. People go, well, I have scheduled appointment reminders in my system. Well, check this out. He has the scheduled appointment reminder going out the moment they book the job. A text goes out. Thank you for booking with, you know, whatever the company name is. Your appointment is confirmed for this time, da 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 da. Okay? That's the normal text that's going to go out when somebody books, right? A couple minutes later, he has a text message come from a different phone number that is a personal text message from the owner of the company with a link to a video that says, hey, this is, you know, let's say it's you, Tommy. Hey, it's Tommy with A1 Garage Door. Thank you so much for booking with us. I really appreciate it. I can't tell you how much this means to me. We want to make sure you experience a really good thing. If you feel like you don't have a really good experience, this is my number. Feel free to text me back and let's have a conversation. And basically, after they've booked, it's like a personal text coming from the owner going, hey, I'm here for you.
Welcome to the Home Service Expert, where each week, Tommy chats with world-class entrepreneurs and experts in various fields like marketing, sales, hiring, and leadership to find out what's really behind their success in business. Now, your host, the Home Service Millionaire, Tommy Mello.
Before we get started, I wanted to share two important things with you. First, I want you to implement what you learned today. To do that, you'll have to take a lot of notes, but I also want you to fully concentrate on the interview. So I asked the team to take notes for you. Just text NOTES, N-O-T-E-S, to 888-526-1299. That's 888-526-1299, and you'll receive a link to download the notes from today's episode. Also, if you haven't got your copy of my newest book, Elevate, please go check it out. I'll share with you how I attracted and developed a winning team that helped me build a $200 million company in 22 states. Just go to elevateandwin.com/podcast to get your copy. Now let's go back into the interview. All right, guys, today's a very exciting day for me. Ryan Fenn's become a great friend of mine. If you haven't heard it, sure, it's a great company. We use it here at A1. It's a game changer. You guys decided to sponsor one of my vertical track events, and I'm sitting there in the audience, and everybody's coming up to me like, do you use Chirp? And I'm like, go to my right-hand Swiss Army. His name's Jim Leslie. And I said, why aren't we using Chirp? And he goes, oh. He goes, they would need to develop quite a bit of things. We're in 40 markets. We've got a very complex, sophisticated price book. And so I talked to you. I think your developer, what's Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin. Yeah.
Kevin might have been there, and you're like, we'll do it. And it took maybe 60 days. And all of a sudden, it was like unlocking the beast. And we're still building sequences and A-B testing. And you guys, you know, Ryan's an expert of text message automation, online lead generation, appointment generation, scalability. He's the CEO of Chirp since 2018. It's a platform strategically crafted to streamline follow-up messaging for home service businesses, resulting in heightened ROI. Through the implementation of text messaging automation, Ryan established Chirp after being inspired by the success of scaling his windshield repair business from a single location to 9. Following this, he successfully launched Chirp, initial minimum viable product, within a year of assembling his dedicated team. Listen, man, I'm a big fan. You guys are doing cool stuff. You're out of Utah. You've got kids, beautiful wife, been married, successful marriage. Yeah. And, you guys are taking over the world. Tell me a little bit about why you started Chirp, where you're going, what's up new in life.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a gap in the story there I want to touch on. But first off, I just say shout out to Jim Leslie. He is the man. I love Jim Leslie. But anyways, so I had, you know, very entrepreneurial. I didn't finish high school. I just wanted to get straight into business. And I started a windshield repair business, and it was when my first son was born. It was kind of like one of those situations. We had like $500 in the bank, and it was like, you're either sink or swim, dude. You either feed your kid or he's going to die. And I got out there and I started, like, my brother and I were selling windshield repair door to door. And then we started doing it out of a gas station. Like, as cars would come in, we'd like wash their windshield. If we saw a chip on their windshield, we'd be like, hey, we fixed those. Why don't you pull over here and we'll fix them? And then, like, pretty soon we were in like several different gas stations, and then like the Toyota dealership came to us and like, hey, why don't you do it out of our service drive? And the next thing you know, we're in like 9 dealerships. We're doing really well.
$500 a day.
Yeah, we make like $500 a day per like location, you know, and then, you know, paying a tech $200-$300 a day. They're stoked, we're stoked, you know. It was a great business. We made great money, and we you know, saved a lot of windshields. But I got the idea that the gap there, I got the idea to create a course back before courses were like a thing. It was like 2014. I saw it as an opportunity for like young entrepreneurs, like how to learn how to start a business. So I showed them how to start a windshield repair business. And I started selling that course online with Facebook ads, and I would text the leads as they would come in. And the conversion rate was insane. We made like $2 million selling that course. And it was all because I was texting these leads, and we were using like several different like automations and trying to like piece together, like duct tape all these softwares together. And I was like, well, if this is working for me, I feel like it would work for other businesses, you know?
Yeah.
And so I got the idea to put together, and I was like, well, I want to bring all of this, like what I'm doing with this business, I want to bring it all into one place and then offer it. And so I had worked with Kevin, my engineer, like long time ago. I went to church with him. He was an engineer for his own business. He built like some really cool, innovative software for shopping carts in the early 2000s. And so I called him up. I'm like, hey, I got this really great idea. What do you think? And he's like, man, I have been wanting to do this. I've been wanting to get back into software. He had like semi-retired. He's like, I've been wanting to get back in for like months. I'm so glad you called. So he like dove right in. And with about six, 8 months, we had a product that was mostly just for Facebook ads and then immediately texting those Facebook ads. That was like the minimum viable. It took us a few years. We continued to enhance the product, continued to add a bunch of features so that the entire customer journey was like, we were finding automations throughout the entire customer journey. And we were kind of going after like lots of different niches that we didn't, it was just like anybody that was selling something could use it, you know? And it wasn't until we had some home service guys, specifically one really really cool guy out of Denver, Oscar. He's a carpet cleaner, and he uses House Call Pro. And he's like, "Hey, why don't you integrate into House Call Pro?" And I was like, "Well, let's look at that." And pretty soon we had this really cool integration, and that's what really was the turning point for Chirp.
Okay.
Was the moment we saw that, because you go to people and it's like, hey, you can use this really cool thing. And like, well, we have this thing over here and how does it tie together? And we're trying to get them to switch over. It's like, or, you know, trying to change like major things in their business is difficult to do. But once we showed that we could integrate with what they're doing, that was the ticket. And we just like launched, went crazy. And that's when we got into Service Titan. And now we're in most of the major CRMs.
We're working out a big deal with Jobber.
Service Fusion, all these guys. And we found like throughout the customer journey all these various triggers to increase lead conversion. And you know, they're not having to change what they're doing within their CRM because it's communicating to Chirp and telling it what to do at the right points. So that's when things really took off for us.
Full disclosure, I was so obsessed. You came to my house and I made you an offer for a small, tiny little sliver, just because I wanted more access. I wanted Jim to work deeper to build this for A1. I can say this. Right now, our rehash department has never made more money. That's when a lead doesn't close, we're sending a text out, setting an appointment, following up, closing the deal. I talked to a chimney company, good buddy of mine, Lee, in Texas. He's using Chirp for non-booked calls. So you guys built an automation, Jim, Kevin, whoever, we built it to where unbooked calls, we could send them a nice video from me, and we're recovering a good half of those calls back.
Yep.
Increased conversion rate, increased booking rate, increased average ticket. They're, literally, people are using, and I won't go into the names because I don't ever talk bad about companies, but I've used several different review generation tools. Chirp does a better job. Increase. There's nobody that you said you've worked with that the big names, like the big, and I won't go into them, but there's two big names I'm thinking of that everyone uses, probably three.
Yep.
One starts with a P, one starts with a B, that everyone uses for reviews. Chirp works better, especially for multi-location, to make sure all the reviews are coming into the different GVPs or Google My Business pages.
Yep.
You know, I had a real big problem where we had a program, Liftmasters, and my text take half an hour. chirp every time we sell a LiftMaster, the MyQ automation is sent to the customer. We were running 750 customer courtesy calls a month out of the 16,000 whatever calls we run. When somebody pulls the string or there's a surge or the safety eyes misaligned. So we got three main reasons we run customer courtesy calls. Now the customer gets a text saying the three main topics of how to fix it themselves. One call for me is $185. Your average, you're not selling this for enough. It's under a few grand a month. I mean, it's ridiculous. And your average customer, I think you said, is getting 70x return. There's nothing else like this.
Yeah, I mean, our vision was, so there are a lot of things that fit into it where it's like, oh, my system already does a part of that. My goal was to make this an end-to-end solution for every type of automation that you can think of. If you want to get into like where you're like, I want to do estimate follow-ups, but I only want to do them on this very specific job type or this business or this tag, or I have a very specific follow-up for this thing that I sell, but I want a different follow-up for this thing. That's the whole idea, is that gives you that freedom to choose what's, you know, to build very specific follow-ups. And so that was the whole vision. It's like, I want freedom for people to be able to build whatever automation comes to their minds, because it's always changing, right? It's like, what works today might not work in a month, you know, or in 6 months.
And you got to be A/B testing.
Yeah, yeah. And so we can say, hey, we can hand you all these pre-built campaigns and they'll probably work right now, but you got to know that they're going to change. You got to be able to think outside of the box. We were just talking to those guys that sell filters. It's like, hey, there's a new idea. Maybe instead of doing a tune-up campaign, you offer filter things. So there's
So last night, I mean, we just got done with the HSF event. And these guys I haven't seen, my buddy Rick from Thailand, haven't seen him in 7 years.
Just shows up out of the blue.
Shows up, they're doing 18 million, and we literally figured out a way, use Chirp to 5X them.
Yeah.
I mean, from 18 to 20 million to 100 million, literally going to change the game for them. I mean, I don't think people, I literally get very excited about this. And listen, I don't ever invest in anything I don't literally endorse and believe in. And I'm like,
Good investment strategy.
This is crazy. Well, Warren Buffett's strategy is invest in a few things that you believe in, that you understand.
Yeah.
And here's the hard part. I always say this about Service Titan, and I'll say this about Chirp too. Most people don't realize this is the Lamborghini Countach that they've always dreamed of. But they got it stuck in first gear.
Oh,
even
yeah.
The majority of people using Chirp today are using 1/10 of its ability.
100%.
They don't think about the 10 different strategies. And I've got all the ways here. I mean, literally.
Yeah, we'll go through.
I mean. Deep integration with Service Titan, able to respond in real time. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Less recalls, more booked phone calls, way higher rehash team or revisit team.
Yeah.
It could literally make you millions of dollars a month in a decent sized company.
Yep. Yeah. Think of it in terms of like the entire customer journey, right? Let's start at the very beginning. People aren't even realizing that They're getting good lead conversions, so they feel good. And they're like, hey, things are going pretty good. But they don't even realize that if they just increase or decrease the amount of time it's taking them to contact their leads, they could see huge jumps in
their
return.
Well, what is it? You showed a chart. Explain to me.
So this was done by Salesforce a few years back, and it's probably worse now because our attention spans are even worse than they've ever been. TikTok, Reels, killing our
zero
attention
patience.
Spans, right? And so They did a study across millions of form fills, and the data shows that if we contact our leads within 1 minute of form fill, we're going to have our best chance of converting that lead within 1 minute. It's like a 400% better chance of converting. The moment you drop to 2 minutes, it's cut in half. It's like 191%. So you think about that, just 1 minute difference and your lead value is cut in half. And down to 3 minutes, and now you're into like the 98%, and in 3 minutes,
so now it's a fourth.
Yeah, it's a
and
fourth.
And then it just keeps falling.
And it keeps
off.
Dropping, right?
And 30 minutes in is when you're like, this
30 minutes in, you might as well, it's like they don't even remember filling out the form and they're off to doing something completely different, right? And so we find that if we just contact the lead within that first minute, we're immediately going to see a return on investment. Because they're going, oh, no, I'm contacting my leads very quickly. Okay, how fast? Oh, 3 to 5 minutes. Oof, there you go, right there. There's an opportunity to increase your ROI on your leads by dropping that 3 minutes to 1 minute, okay? How do we do that? Well, you can't just have a CSR sitting there waiting to pick up the phone the moment a lead drops and pick up the phone and call them within a minute, unless you want to spend a bunch of money to do that. With automation, we can start that. We're not trying to get rid of the CSR. We're not trying to eliminate their job. We're trying to turn them into superhumans that can do way more, right? So that lead comes in. Let's say you're using Angie Leads, everybody's favorite, right? Angie Leads.
It's all speed to lead. Angie, Home Advisor.
Home Advisor, whatever you want.
Yeah. What's the other big one?
Thumbtack.
Thumbtack. Speed to lead.
Yeah, all speed to lead. That's the game, right? People are like, oh, those leads suck. Well, how are you contacting them fast enough? Yeah, within 5 minutes. Well, that's not fast enough, right? And so if we create that automation for the Angie Leads or Thumbtack, whatever it is, the lead comes in. The text goes out just as if the CSR had typed it out herself, and it goes out and says, hey, thank you so much for requesting a quote. And then it starts a conversation. You can take it as far as you want. You can say, have AI continue that conversation, or when they respond, have the CSR continue it. It's up to you on how you want to do it. You have that freedom within Chirp to decide how you want to handle the leads. But that first text is the key, getting it out within that first minute. And that alone, if you just did that, we did that with a company that's doing $40 million. We increased their conversion rate on one of their lead sources by 9%, which, okay, that doesn't seem like a lot, but if you're a $40 million company, 9% on a lead source, that's a pretty big increase just by doing that one of 100 different things within Chirp that they could do.
So if I bought out Chirp and kept it only for A1.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's such a competitor. Here's where I feel like I'm going to win with Chirp. Number one is Jim Leslie's on the back end now.
Yes,
that was my small investment to give him access.
Yep.
We're building out a lot of cool stuff for A1, but here's the deal. Literally, I'm going to lock myself in a studio and I'm going to record 10 different messages for every single campaign.
Yep.
We're going to find out which one delivers the best. This is what I said. Most people that are even using it are not even close to using what it's built for, which is everything.
Yeah. Check this one out. This one's like, this will blow your mind. So it's all about personal touch, right? That's how we build a moat around our business, right? Where we making the customer feel like we're really invested in this deal between the two of you, right? And if they don't feel good at the end of the day, it's not a good experience for them, even if you do a really good job. One of this is a new one a guy's testing out, but I think it's genius. The text message goes out. People go, well, I have scheduled appointment reminders in my system. Well, check this out. He has the scheduled appointment reminder going out. The moment they book the job, a text goes out. Thank you for booking with, whatever the company name is. Your appointment is confirmed for this time, da 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 da. Okay? That's the normal text that's going to go out when somebody books, right? A couple minutes later, he has a text message come from a different phone number that is a personal text message from the owner of the company with a link to a video that says, hey, this is, let's say it's you, Tommy. Hey, it's Tommy with A1 Garage Door. Thank you so much for booking with us. I really appreciate it. I can't tell you how much this means to me. We want to make sure you experience a really good thing. If you feel like you don't have a really good experience, this is my number. Feel free to text me back and let's have a conversation. And basically, after they've booked, it's like a personal text coming from the owner going, hey, I'm here for you. That's
amazing. And, one of my campaigns that I'm working on is going to be just for a call, right? Somebody doesn't book.
Yep.
My video is going to
drop.
The thing we're working on, and we're A/B testing some stuff right now, but hey, my name's Tommy Mello, and I'm the owner of this business. And I just want to thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to serve you and give you an estimate. And on the call, I'm just saying, this is the typical three reasons why somebody doesn't book. Usually there might be a price reason. It might be a time scheduling question. So we do offer a price beat guaranteed A1 Garage Door service. Let us know how we could serve you. We want to earn your business. And number two is, if it's an emergency, you need to get it done, call back right now or use the Schedule Engine link and say Tommy sent you and to get it on the schedule today. We want to earn your business. We want you to tell your friends, your neighbors, and your family about us. Thank you so much. I've been in the business now for almost 2 decades. Me and my mom and dad worked together on this thing. We really would appreciate doing whatever it takes. But just crafting that message, making it human, making the feelings matter.
Yep.
Is nobody's doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And we're going to do this podcast. People are going to watch it. They're still not going to do it. It's the 1%ers.
And they're still, it's all going to sit there and their nose is going to be there, but they won't do it. And that's what's really awesome about this is it gives you a competitive advantage in home services. Face it, it's like it's commoditized. It's becoming commoditized. And if you don't create like your brand and your what's going to differentiate you, you're going to die, right? And so how do you do that? Communication is an easy way to differentiate.
Well, when you talk about communication, it's people are like, yeah, texting's cool. There's all this opt-in crap. You guys handle that. You guys do voicemail blasts. Mm-hmm. You guys could do that. You do email blasts. You're working on a way to not only do email, voicemail, text, but you're also working on a way to send flyers very soon in addition.
Yep.
Where you could hit bam, 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 every angle. In my face all the time.
Yep.
And it's so unfair because I can't think of anything. I look at all my, like, I've got more data than probably anybody on their home service company. Yeah. I mean, there's great PE companies using BI tools, but like, dude, I know everything about my business. Like, we've spent millions of dollars creating the reporting tools.
Yep.
And I just look at one thing and I'm like, I could use Chirp for that.
Yep.
And I look at this piece, recall rate, Chirp for that. I look at reviews, user generated content. I could use Chirp for that.
Yep.
I look at just telling the customer thank you and I appreciate you and making sure they got that feeling. I use Chirp for that.
Yep.
Non-booked calls. I use Chirp for that. It's like, I needed to get my hands on the back end to be able to have more control.
Yep.
And hence why, I don't know why you let me in, but it's not like I bought into ServiceTitan. It's not like I have ownership of a lot of the companies I use. This one was just such a game changer.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, if I don't make a dime, you made A1 Garage Door Service a much more valuable company.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, you move your booking rate by 3%, your conversion rate by 5%. These have a compound effect to bring millions and millions of dollars to the bottom line. Yep. You paid for the marketing.
Yep.
You paid to get that phone call. You showed up to their house. You should get a review. You should get several reviews. You should not get warranty calls. You should not get recall rates. You should book every call. What's the tool you could use?
And you know, at your level, and everybody's trying to build a business that they can sell eventually. And when you have these systems in place, that's what you should be doing if you're not. If you have systems in place, that's going to make your business so much more value. You talk to a private equity group or something like that. You say, hey, these things are already built and running and I can show you the efficiency. That's going to make your company way more valuable in their eyes because they're not having to come in and go, I got to clean up all your messes and make it work. So if you want like a higher multiple, this is a huge way to systematize. And
arbitrage, baby.
Arbitrage, that's right.
You know, I look at every single text message that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get on my phone and people say, my voicemail is full on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
You can't leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
I'm not on everything. I look up some of my Facebook messages other than that, but every single text that comes in is a 99.7% chance I'm seeing that within 5 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, that's huge, right? When you think about it, text messages are king. I don't like to lump us into, let's not say Chirp is a text platform. We focus on text because right now, that's the key. That's the number one communication channel, right? If something else beats text, eventually, who knows? We'll focus on that.
Could be a messenger.
It is. Yeah, we don't know. Facebook. We do have integration with Facebook Messenger, text message, email, voicemail. They're all in there, integrated into one inbox. But text message is focused because we have a 98% read rate within the first, in the like 70 or 80% that was in the first 3 minutes. So when we talk about that 1 minute, okay. Email. We can get it into the inbox within a minute because of automation, but the chances of them reading it within that minute is very low, right? If we do want somebody sitting around and picking up the phone and calling them, we might be able to get to the phone and pick it up and call within 2 to 3 minutes, but the chances of people actually answering it, it's like 20-25%. Because they look at the phone, they don't recognize the number, not going to answer it. How many times do you block a call?
Calls of numbers I don't recognize.
Exactly, right? But a text message, no matter what, it still has that emotional attachment. It still has that positive emotional reaction that we get when we feel the vibration of a text message or the ding, whatever it is, and that causes a positive reaction. And when they open it and it's personalized, if you open it and they immediately see, hey, 10% off, blah blah, and it's this real markety text message, they're gonna get pissed and turn it off. But if it's, hey, Tommy, thanks for requesting a quote. You know, my name is such and such. Let's connect. You know, and it's very personal. You have a way better chance of converting that lead.
This is what Jim said was the hardest part about Chirp, is you need a good copywriter, you need a good video editor, you need to be able to wire it correctly. Like, this is why people are not utilizing it correctly, and they're sitting there, because they're getting a fantastic 70 times return, but they're still sitting in first gear. They're still like, it's like, you're not even utilizing it. Like, if people just really started thinking about, like, if you called me up, we should do this, we should just do an open 2 hours of questions, because every scenario I could think of, it's all about communication.
Yep.
It's like you didn't have a pleasant, before they get on and destroy you online because you didn't show up on time, Chirp could solve that problem. I can't think of a whole lot of questions, like I can't think of a whole lot that communication can't solve.
Like almost, every problem in business is because you didn't communicate well. right?
And on the rehash side, I mean, listen, I watch these crappy campaigns, 10% today, 30%. Why did you just give me the best price? Like, you got to have the copywriter put in the right stuff and A-B test this stuff.
Oh, check this one out. You just reminded me of one that's super cool. So rehash, right? We're trying to get out to our customers that didn't book, or you're trying to follow up with leads that maybe are a year old. You haven't talked to somebody, didn't convert, whatever it is. Here's one that was like brilliant. This kid Harley has a really great restoration and carpet cleaning business. He didn't want to offer like a deal. He didn't want to go, hey, Christmas is coming up. I'm offering 10% off for whatever, right? It just sounds cliche and kind of...
It's tacky.
So his approach this year was super smart. He sent out a text message and he said, hey, it's Harley with such and such carpet cleaning. I wanted to thank you for your business last year. I also wanted to make sure that you knew that Christmas gets really crazy. And I felt bad because last year I didn't get to everybody. I wanted to make sure you were able to book this month. Are you looking to get your carpet clean before Christmas? And it was like huge response and no deal. No offer of a deal.
No, it's he not was a able discount to just, city.
It was no discount,
not
right?
Discount, yeah.
He was like, and they responded back, oh, let's thank you so much. Yes, I do. And then it was boom. And so the whole point of the text was to trigger a response. And without offering the deal, he thought outside of the box, right? And was like, hey, you know, instead, let's say, I don't want to miss you this month. I want to make sure you get to it. That was the trigger that was key. So
my philosophy is always, I pay a fraction of the cost of what I charge, yeah. Right? You're going to charge more than you pay for items. So I could add things to the job that mm-hmm. cost me very little to package. When you go buy a car, they say, do you want the moonroof? Do you want the alloy wheels? Do you want the heated seats? They package it up in a way that you're getting all these things for the small monthly fee more.
Yeah.
So I try to package things yep. up and be different than my competition. Yep. I try to carry parts that no one else carries that I have trademarks on, add deco hardware kits and yep. surge protectors and things. And make it seem like, man, this other company is adding all these things with a better warranty, with this, and they're going to paint the door at no extra charge because I pay $100 to paint the door,
yeah.
and I'll make it match the house. There's so many different opportunities instead of being Discount City.
Yeah, right? Instead of just racing to the bottom, going, I'll just do it cheaper than the other guys.
Well, that's like just lame. An experience, yeah. and this is yeah. unsophisticated businesses.
Yeah,
Luke is my COO, uh-huh. and Luke talks all the time about ref, and I remember meeting him 5 years ago, and I go, what is ref? He goes, you got to build rapport.
Uh-huh.
You've got to educate the customer. And he goes, the third one, very few companies do well. You got to follow up. Why don't companies, you've got a treasure trove sitting there of uncapitalized potential. Literally all these calls that nobody followed up. Nobody even talked to them. Nobody said, some of the customers I've talked to said, you know, the salesman showed me his solutions, not the ones I wanted.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have another person. Like, yeah. why do people avoid follow-up so yeah. much?
So follow-up is like the age-old problem in business since the beginning of time, it seems like. We've heard it a million times. Fortune is in the follow-up, right? And the reason it's become cliche is because it's an ongoing problem that nobody has solved by forcing the sales guys to do something they don't want to do. Sales guys, by nature, don't want to follow up because they love action. You know, sales guys want to be closing deals. They want to be in front of and they have to have that every day, right? They have to be just feeling that every day. You've had sales guys. I have sales guys where it's just like, if they go a day without closing a deal, they can lose their minds, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just spiral out of control, right? And so these sales guys naturally want to be where the action is and follow. That's not where the action at that moment is.
It's a lot of hard work.
It's a lot of hard work. And so it's like, well, why do we continue to try to force the sales guy to do something that is not within their nature to do? Let's take that off their plate. Let's remove it and say, hey, focus on deals, focus on closing, let systems and automation take care of your follow-up for you. And as those opportunities bubble up, then jump in and take over. So I just perfect example. I just saw one today. I was in somebody's account. A Facebook lead came in. The person did not respond to the text. Okay. They tried calling, did not answer. Okay. Sales guy's job at that point is pretty much done, right? They've called, they've tried. They'll try calling again the next day, maybe. Chirp takes over and starts texting. This was literally 4 days later. The text goes out, hey, you know, you'd requested information. Just want to make sure you're taken care of. I don't want to let this go, you know, go unnoticed. Response back. Sorry. I've been pretty busy, but yes, I do want it. Right then, sales guy jumps in, closes the deal, right? That text message bubbled up. The opportunity came right back. then the sales guy jumps in. But he didn't have to sit there for 4 days hoping that that thing would come in. He's working on other things while Chirp's working in the background. So he's just like, why force them to try to do something that's just totally against their nature? Let them focus on what they do best, which is closing and like where the action is, and let Chirp do the follow-up.
And I agree with that. The only other thing I'd add to that is a lot of people expect their technicians to do everything, and you get a jack of all trades, a master of none. I separate CSRs from dispatchers. I've got level one, level two CSRs. I've got three levels of technicians, three levels of installers. I've got a maintenance crew. I've got a sales specialist, a product specialist. Like, I hire specialists. I've got a whole rehash team at their job. Once the sales guy leaves, mm-hmm. I want another person following up, because maybe they didn't like the salesperson.
Yeah.
Maybe they love the salesperson and they said, I want to talk to the guy that was out here. That's okay. But we create options for our customers. I think there's a lot of people out there going, you know, they mentioned a lot of great CRMs, but I work on this new one called this or that.
Yeah.
What happens if somebody wants this software and they don't want to deal with a separate, and you're not integrated properly?
Well, fortunately, we have a very deep Zapier integration. So a lot of systems we can already communicate if we don't have a direct integration. So there's a lot of ways we can solve it. But if you do, if you find that you want to use Chirp, but we're not integrated directly, come to us. What we do is we look at that system. A lot of times there's an open API, or there's webhooks, or there's some way that we can communicate with that system. And if it makes sense and we all agree, we're going to build that integration so that it will work for you. And that is, you know, serves me as well, because it opens up a new market to that integration to that CRM. So if you don't see it on the website, if you go to our site and you don't see your CRM, reach out and let's figure out a way. Because, and even still, Chirp will work as a standalone if you don't have any other options. There may be a few extra steps that you have to go through, but it's better than nothing at that point. So
I'm just thinking about my cleaning lady. I got a full-time housekeeper. She does amazing. Mm-hmm. But I have this idea.
I can attest to that. She does amazing.
Yeah, you've met her. I just was thinking, like, I try to have her do one tough thing a day, whether that's clean the fan blades, do the baseboards, clean the refrigerator. It would be nice to just, people are like, well, that doesn't apply to me. I clean pools. That doesn't apply to me. I'm a pest control business. Like, I want to see that you were out there and did the work. You could use Chirp to send out messages automated through your CRM to prove that you did the work. You build checklists. It's like you and I brainstorm for a couple hours. We will come up with 20 other, like, it'll do as much as you want it to do.
Yep.
And as little as you give the effort.
Yep.
You don't A/B test anything. And people are like, you know what everybody's bitching about right now? I need more leads. they're all calling their marketing company saying, I need more leads.
Need more leads, need more leads.
But yet they're not booking every call. They're not converting every call. They're not following up. They're not getting reviews from every customer. They're wasting their time on dry runs.
Yeah, and what do you hear all the time, right? These leads suck. These leads suck. These leads suck. And you go, well, maybe your systems suck. You know, like, I don't want to sound too negative, but it's like, imagine if you could get to the point where you feel confident that your lead conversion is at its highest point, then you can say that the leads suck. Because then you can say, hey, I can compare this to other lead sources and I have actual systems in place that show me my conversion rates. And I know, and it's like, until you get to that point, you should be trying everything and seeing what is causing an increase in lead conversion. And you know how it is right now. Everything's getting more expensive. Leads are getting more expensive. It's getting harder to differentiate. And so you have to make the most of what is actually coming in. And so if that should be a huge focus, instead of just going, I want more leads, take a step back, look and say, okay, we have these leads coming in. Are we converting at the rate that we should be? Can we increase that? And even if it's a 10% increase, it's a big deal, right? Yeah.
10%. Okay, so I went into this page and Jim wrote a few notes. One of the ideas I had was, I want to see a picture of the garage before I get there. Because here's the deal. If it looks like a nice home and they're looking for a wood overlay door and their garage door looks shot, I want to send a better tech that understands how service to sales works. It's the unfair advantage. Mm-hmm. You could literally look at the product and say, wow, this is a beat up 20-year-old door. I'm going to send a guy with samples and literature that's very good at the turnover. So we used it for that.
Yep.
We had a huge AR problem, right? 7%. It got out of control. This was like 6 months ago. You could send out a message to everybody that owes you money to collect.
Oh, that's, so collections campaigns, huge, right? Trigger them at a certain point where it's, you can, this is all built into Service Titan, where you go, okay, if they haven't paid, if they have an open balance of X dollars by this time, start this collections campaign. And that can include text messages, emails, voicemails, have one guy that gets pretty aggressive, starts to threaten legal action, you know, at a certain point where it's like, okay, and that's all just automated and it's triggering them to reach out and pay the bill. So that's, there's another thinking outside of the box, right? Where you're like, well, follow up on collections. You know, here's another one. Financing is a big deal right now. People want to sell finance. Everybody, what do they say? Financing, when you finance, you get what you want. When you pay cash, you get what you need, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to sell higher ticket items,
have them get pre-financed before you show up.
So what Lori Scholl did, Eagle Pipe Heating and Air, they're a great company. She came up with a great one. She works with Goodleap, who's a great financing company.
Yep. Yeah.
When the customer books, and this is based on job types and business units within ServiceLine, she's you know, filtering it based on those. And if it's a big enough ticket item, she's going to send a text message. Thank you so much for booking. Another text message is going to go out and say, by the way, we totally understand this may be a financial burden, or it may be, you know, maybe a big difficult decision for you. If that's the case, please check out our financing and see what you need, and have a link right there. She's having her technicians or comfort advisor show up with, and they're already pre-approved for financing and they're closing deals. So it's like just that one automation has closed her tens of thousands.
Man, you know, we sold so far in the last 2.2 years, 40,000 service agreements.
Yeah.
Getting those booked and limiting windshield time. Like,
yeah.
We want to send out all the stuff for one day for one zip code, send them a message and let them book into our scheduler.
Yep.
It just creates so much money on memberships to create better routing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like literally, I got a list. It's like AR, the chat agent, deploying AI chat agent, membership follow-ups.
Yeah.
The marketing messages, like the fast response. You know what else? I was just talking to my buddy Lauren at Search Kings.
Yeah.
He's like, if you don't have your chat turned on an LSA, your quality score is going to get diminished and you will not show up in the top.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
He said, you're working with Chirp, right? I said, yeah. He goes, you're going to get your messages turned on, your score is going to go up, and you will be dominating LSA ads.
Yep.
Like, domination of LSA. GMB optimization for reviews.
Yep.
PPC automatic response. Yep. Angie.
Yep.
Thumbtack.
Yep.
I could keep going with, like,
yep. Home,
like,
Depot leads, everything.
It's. I mean, I just think about this, and it's just kind of flabbergasted. Like, I want to nail it in one thing, move on to the next. Nail it.
Okay, that's a good point you bring up, because you could listen to this podcast and quickly get overwhelmed and be like, holy crap, there's so much to do. And just do one thing.
It's better than nothing.
Dude, add one automation to this week or this month even. Add one automation. Test it out. Add another one. And in a year, you'll have a bunch of automations, and we can work much faster than that. I'm just saying, don't get overwhelmed with the idea that there's hundreds of automations. Just start, and then start chipping away at it.
You've got probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of estimates you left that no one's reached out to. You've got a customer list on your shoulder season that nobody's reached out to. You've got technicians needing work with capacity planning. Some days your schedule is full and you don't need any work. If you use this tool, just in its most simplest form, it's a cash cow.
Dude, Chris Yohankton, I think.
Yohankton.
Rise and Shine, Garage Doors, you know
him?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Actually, he came up to me at Garage Door Freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
With a big, like, coming vertical up to high five me. Yeah, vertical track. Coming up to high five me, like, super stoked. Because he's like, dude, I got you guys. I pulled up a bunch of estimates that we had abandoned. We'd given up on. Sent out a few broadcast messages over a couple of days. $50,000 in restored revenue that he lost. 50 grand that was just sitting there from abandoned estimates that were just going to just fade away and disappear into the CRM and never to be seen again. 50 grand. So he immediately pays for Chirp for however long that is. And the first campaign without even setting up any automations, that's just a broadcast message out to his list.
People are like, is this real, Tommy? Like,
totally.
I've never once, I'm not a liar, I don't cheat, I don't steal, I don't promote. People hear me. I love Al Levy, the 7-Power Contractor. I endorse Service Titan. I don't get anything from them. I'm looking directly into the camera saying that if you don't even look into this, you're lazy. You don't deserve to be in business. Because if you can't figure out to turn on one thing to book more phone calls, and I go through this stuff, and I don't mean to sound like a whiny little, you know, annoying person, but like, I'm kind of excited. I've taken a lot of notes. And the only thing I can think about is I can't wait to get done with this podcast. Jim's on a plane right now, but I'm going to go talk to my COO and I'm going to start building.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to build again. And then I'm going to A/B test. Then I'm going to build again. And if every dollar reaches three times further, then I put my competitors out of business. And I like my competitors, but I also like to win.
Yep.
Right? So
that's what it is.
How really, when this is fully activated and it's on all your social media and it's on all your campaigns and it's letting the customer know and it's doing AR and it's getting reviews and it's like, how could you really stand a chance without it? I think one day it's going to be the have-nots that are sitting in the loser pile because everybody's going to be on
the standard.
It's going to be necessary
evil. The standard that we have to start there and innovate from there, right? And if you're not doing that, it's like you're just way behind. So you were asking, like, does it work, right? We integrated with a company called Searchlight. Really great data company. They integrate with ServiceTitan or various CRMs, and they are able to match up revenue in ServiceTitan to outside systems like Chirp. So we built a very specific dashboard that says, okay, tie the revenue in ServiceTitan back to the campaigns that they were in Chirp. And we did a test across 70 companies in December. 70 companies that are using Chirp saw an average of, I want to say it was 123, no, it was over 200,000 in additional opportunity, but like 120,000, somewhere between 70 and 120,000 in additional closed revenue.
So you tested 70 random companies.
70 companies. The average was somewhere between 70 and 120,000 in closed revenue.
For what kind of period, time period?
A month. For a month.
So $70,000 to $120,000 random, big, small, in different companies.
70 companies. That was the average across all those. So it's like, it's like people aren't even using any of the softwares that are out there to their fullest extent. We know that those 70 companies were not using Chirp to the fullest extent because nobody is quite doing it to the fullest. And so even just with what they're doing, the start and these campaigns we talked about on this call is bringing that. Just think of if you went all the way with it, you know?
Yeah, one thing at a time, but yep. I mean, so, you know, I spend roughly, I mean, $60,000 a month with ServiceTitan. I don't know. It's crazy. What do you got to pay? $10,000-$20,000 for Chirp a month?
Yeah. $10,000-$20,000. Yeah. So we start, you know, as low as, depending on the size of your company, we start down at like $650 a month. It goes up to $4,000 a month, depending on the size of your company.
So you max out around $4,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like if you're a monster, $100 million company.
Yeah. We have giant companies using it.
So for under a grand, I can turn on most companies, a smaller company doing a few million bucks.
Yeah. Like, look, at the end of the day, you and I both know, it's like, if I can't show a 10x value in what I'm selling, it's pretty hard to sell, right? And so we're showing like a 70x value on this. And so it's like, and I don't want to sound too, you know, pie in the sky crazy, but if you can't get a 10x out of this, like, that's pretty sad.
I mean, literally, dude. And I don't get excited about stuff. Like, I'm building a lot of cool automations. We're working with Power BI. We're building these dashboards. We're building checklists. We're putting this awesome. Right now, we're building out the most sophisticated scorecards. Those all help. But there's nothing like this.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing like this. And I will just say what I love about it is because I'm involved on the back end. Jim's involved. I mean, I have not seen the back end. I don't even know what the software looks like.
Yeah.
I'm not involved in day-to-day. I got people that are working on this.
Yep.
As I love, I get to say, I need this built for A1.
Yep.
And you guys actually do it. Like, that's what I wanted is to say. I love this because I know what it's going to mean to A1.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, if it's the crazy thing is, there's a good chance that Chirp could add $100 million to our valuation.
Yeah, $100 million, dude.
And because I understand arbitrage multiples, literally EBITDA.
Yeah.
And I just don't think people understand these formulas. And I talk about four major things. This is how I build the company. This is how I could fix any company in the world. I look at, what's your booking rate, including form fills, which nobody monitors? What's your conversion rate? What's your average ticket? What does it cost you to acquire a lead? There's not one thing of those four. This is how I build my budget. This is how I buy companies. This is how I scale.
Yep.
And if you're a dentist, if you're a doctor, if you're a nail salon, if you're whatever you might be, those are the four things. Not one thing does Chirp not accelerate. on those four things. It lowers your cost per acquisition dramatically. It increases your call booking rate. It increases your conversion rate. And it increases your average ticket. Like, this is what it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, listen, I've talked enough about it. I mean, I think you know I'm pretty excited about it. It's okay. I mean, literally, if you're not on it, tell me what industry you're in. Tell me what market you're in, and I might invest in a company there just to take market dominance.
Or we'll buy you and take it over it.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's a cool thing.
Yeah.
What are your plans? I mean, I know you're a big fan of potentially getting back into California near Orange County.
Yeah.
You want to raise your kids. You want to stay a great husband. You're a faithful man.
Yeah, thank you.
What do you see in the future for Ryan?
Well, you know, I'm all about relationships. I'm all about faith is extremely important to me. And so this is less about, you know, making millions of dollars and more about just creating relationships that will last through my life and creating a legacy that shows that I was able to impact and help people. I recently had somebody reach out and say, I had my biggest year ever because it was a sales guy in an HVAC company. I had my biggest year ever because of Chirp. I was able to XXX, he told me some things about, he's a family man who's able to do some things that he's never been able to do with his wife as far as vacation and time spent with him. That's what drives me. And so just like you, Tommy, I don't see this ever like ending. It's like, it's something that will always be improving and building. It's not like there's an end game that's just like, okay, cool, I made my million, I'm out, you know? I see this as something that will, you know, continue to create these relationships that will just build me up so that I can better serve my family and then better serve this industry, which has just done so much for me. So,
well, you've built quite the amazing network, and it's through Chirp because the software, you can deal directly with the CFO, COOs, CEOs. I think what you should do, and this is just an idea, is you just mentioned like five names. You got a garage door company, you got a plumbing company, you got these different people trying different things. Is what I love to see is 10 of these owners that are using it to its full capacity is get together and have this once a month meeting. And just because I feel like I could learn a lot. Maybe we just do that for the first year just with me so I get a competitive advantage. But like just the people that are using this coming up with, oh, I get the things pre-financed before I show up. Oh, it's doing this. It's doing that. It's lowering AR. I'm not the guy that has to come up with all the ideas, but if I could have access to people that are bringing in $1 million a month, which there are people using it, bringing in $1 million a month, those are the people I want to ask what's working, what's not, what did you try, what didn't you try, can I see your video? And because of this podcast and A1 and what God's given me, people know I'm not going to use it maliciously.
Yeah.
I'm not, so
yeah.
I feel like sharing is caring. We're stronger together.
Yeah, to speak to that, one of the when I first built it, that was one of the ideas. I wanted to make the campaigns duplicatable and shareable. And so we created it so that there are every campaign you create creates a code, and that code can be handed to another Chirp user, and you plug it into your Chirp account, and it builds that campaign exactly as it is in the other account. And so if the company that is doing it is willing, we don't take these campaigns.
You don't force it. Unless they want to.
Yeah. But if you want to share, if you say, hey, dude, this campaign is crushing it for me, here's the code for it, it can just be built right in your account immediately.
Well, like you look at Ken Haynes with the Wrench Group. They could have Paul Kelly with Parker and Sons, and then they could have Ishmael. They could be trying all different things and then just share it across their platform.
Right across. Yep.
It just makes sense. Like the big master players. Let's just say you got five monster platform companies and you're a PE company.
Yeah.
And you're spending $4,000 a month. So you're spending on five companies, $20,000 a month.
Yeah.
You're bringing in $10 million.
Yeah.
Like, no joke. This ain't a joke, man. and you know, here's the thing. Is like, this sounds all good and dandy. I want to see it working. I got to go through my lawyers. Is compliance. Like, I think some of these larger companies, they let their own selves get in the way.
Yeah.
They don't have any rehash. They don't have any AR. They're just like... Because you got all these gatekeepers and decision makers that are blocking. Mm-hmm. And now I got the CTO, the CIO, and I got to get this with the lawyers. And then I got to have the CFO. And then they sit there and lose their ass because they're not willing to make a decision because there's all this corporate minutia bullshit.
Yep.
And they're sitting there. I love it. I love watching it because, like, you know what Cortex says to me? You make a decision, you run with it. Yep. We're not going to be this big boat that's hard to turn.
Yeah.
You want to do something, you run. We hired you. We bought you, Tommy Mello.
Yeah.
You make decisions, you run quickly.
Yeah.
And then I look at these companies, these PE ran companies, and it's like, oh no, you got to talk to so-and-so, who needs to talk to so-and-so, then it needs to go to legal, then I got to get a sign off, and then the CEO, did the COO look at it? It's like, oh my God, it's so funny to me to watch this. It's like to get a decision made, it's like the quadratic formula.
Kind of kills the whole entrepreneurial spirit, that whole maverick thing we got going.
It's- well, listen, I think we're headed for what's interest rates up right now, and there's a lot of arms ending. There's a lot of PE companies unsophisticated, they're in a lot of trouble. And they don't understand that something like this, I promise you, if I deployed this within the right company that's struggling right now, that can't even make their payments, this could turn things around. But you know what? Like you and I know, what do we always talk about? 1% of the people actually are going to do it. They're actually going to make a move. They're actually going to, they see this and they say, I'm going to take the time. I'm disciplined enough. I'm going to A-B test some stuff and I'm going to recover so much freaking cash. And then I'm going to invest in my people.
Yep.
Then I'm going to invest in my brand. Then I'm going to invest in my systems. But I'm going to make each dollar I spend go a lot further. I'm going to make each customer be dedicated, a lifetime customer. Like all these things. I'm going to make sure I got control of my AR. I'm going to make sure I'm getting great reviews. I'm going to make sure I'm asking for reviews. Maybe I'm asking this customer for Angie because I'm weak on Angie. Maybe I'm asking for BBB. Maybe I'm asking for a review on Nextdoor. And you can switch up the campaigns to where when you're weak on Yelp, Yelp's a tricky one. You got to say, check us out on Yelp. Yeah, but the, each and every one of these things, I know if they're a Yelper. I've got access to figure out if the customer's a Yelper. So instead of just focusing on Google, I could build up Nextdoor. Yeah. And I know people that built a business on Nextdoor. I could build up my Thumbtack. I could build up my Angie reviews. Like I could turn it and model it in different ways. The possibilities are endless.
Yeah. When and people turn their minds off to all those different things because they go, oh, I had a bad experience there, you know, a year ago, whatever it was. People with Facebook ads, for example, it's like, Facebook ads never worked for me. Did you collect all the data? Did you do everything you could to convert them? I've generated over 200,000 leads on Facebook. And because I had the data, I could look at it and go, cost me this much to get a lead, cost me this much to get an appointment, cost me this much to get a deal. Is it worth spending more money? Yes. So it's like, once you get those numbers and once you have that, because you can do that along the journey, you can tag and figure out who's giving, you know, what those numbers are, you can dominate. You can write your own check and say, I'm going to spend $100,000 this month on this because it's going to give me this return. But without that data, you can't do it. So
I'm sending this podcast to Adrian, my CFO, my VP of marketing. I'm sending it to Amy in charge of dispatch and call center.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be very important. I need the whole team behind this. So I really appreciate it. What do people do? They want to reach out to you. They want to set an appointment. They want to know more about Ryan. What's the whole communication?
So
they
got to like,
chirp into you.
Chirp in. Just text me. We're very low pressure. We want to work, like you said, the 1%. We want to work with the 1% of people that are going to implement. We want to work with the winners. So we do a demo of the system. Our team is trained to be very much, it's like I said, low pressure. We're going to get you on and actually look at your systems. They'll look and go, okay, you have this. Here's some things you can immediately implement. And it's kind of this more consultative approach than it is just, hey, get in and sign a contract and let's get you going. It's let's consult for a little bit, make sure this is going to be a good fit because the last thing we want is to take your money and this not work for you. So we want to look at it and say, okay, this is going to work. Let's jump in. These are the first strategies that can work with. If you decide it's right for you, you sign up. Then what's awesome, and this is what I think is just a huge part of the value of Chirp, is we don't just go, here's your software, good luck. You actually get assigned an automation expert. That automation expert is going to onboard you over the first month. They're going to go through step by step and help you set up these various automations. And you're going to choose, what do you want to focus on in your business? Do you want to focus on speed delete? Focus on reviews? Do you want to focus on all these things? And they're going to help you set up those campaigns, and you're going to be on with them learning how to do this. So then now you can go, okay, cool, I want to build a new automation. Sweet, build it out. You know how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, or if you're still not comfortable, you still have that automation expert in your pocket for the rest of the time you're with Chirp. You can reach out to him and say, hey, I'm struggling with this. How do I build this? Boom, let's jump in. I'll show you how. And so you're not just getting a software. You're getting a software and a partner here at Chirp to help you implement. And so what you can do is you can schedule that first call at chirp.com, chiirp.com. Don't forget the two I's. Just click on schedule demo. It'll ask you a couple questions, what time you want to do it at, and you'll schedule that and you'll get on with one of my experts and they'll show you how to do it.
So, what if they want to know more about Ryan?
Want to know about Ryan? Ryan at chirp.com. Shoot me an email. Let's talk.
Ryan at chirp, two I's.
Yep.
And is there one of the questions I always ask on the podcast obviously you're a marketing expert. Is there any books that you've read in the last few years that you're like, kind of changed your forward thinking?
Oh, dude, yeah. So, you know, Ben Hardy is the man.
Dr. Ben Hardy, I was just talking about him earlier. Dr. Ben Hardy. Who not Hardy. How, yeah. 10X He's is the better man. Than 2X, yep.
Gap in the Gain
was
the first, right? If you haven't read Gap in the Gain and you feel like you're not happy in business as an entrepreneur, as a high-performing entrepreneur, read Gap in the Gain. You're living in the gap. Read that book. I can guarantee you it'll change your life. And then Who Not How was pivotal for me. You know Justin. You've met Justin. He's my top. He's head of sales. He's head of partnerships.
He's
out of all the people I've worked with in my life, he is the most passionate. He is the most focused. He's just an amazing guy. I actually read Who Not How, and literally when I was finished, I said, I just got to find a who, for because I was selling Chirp at the time myself, and I was like, I want to scale. I got to go.
No, you're not that good. I'm kidding.
I was closing like crazy, but no. But I was like, I need to replace myself and move along. And I pulled up my LinkedIn. And somehow Justin and I were connected, and I just was like, hey, maybe I'll call this guy. I called him, and it was literally the first person that I called. And he goes, hey, I've been running my own consulting business, but I love startups, and I was just thinking about getting back into getting with a startup. And it was like the match made in heaven. He came in and just done such a good job. But yeah, Who Not How, Dr. Ben Hardy, that is a game changer book.
And then Dan Sullivan.
Yeah, Dan Sullivan, Ben Hardy. And then, it's Dan Sullivan and Ben Hardy together that write these books. And then 10X is easier than 2X.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. And last thing to close out the podcast, we talked mostly about Chirp and automation because literally, I mean, it's exciting. I love your journey. You were doing windshields. You created a course to do windshields, generated $2 million just off of social media, figured out just this automation thing, this using your brains instead of adding heads and making people more efficient is the way to do it. Mm-hmm. But I'll give you a chance to close this out. Whatever you want. Maybe it's something spiritual. Maybe it's something just get your act together. Maybe it's take action today. Whatever you want to talk about just to close this out.
Yeah, for sure. So I've been really heavily focused on, and Justin and I talk about this every day. We're kind of the weirdos in the office as far as like, I'm very spiritual. Justin's very universe oriented. We're very vibration oriented. We like thinking about, you know, how can we vibrate at a higher level? As far as spiritual things go, for me, like I'm a big believer in operating from peace, from a level of peace. If you don't have peace in your life, it's very difficult for things to flow. You can force money into your life, vibrating at different levels. You can force it. But if you want things to be easy, if you want things to flow, peace is where that should be the goal. And if you're operating from peace, you're going to find flow in your life and people are going to be attracted. They're going to want to be around you. And that's going to make things easier. Just like how you and I came together. It was just like very natural. It wasn't forced.
It was simple.
Yeah. And you know, if you're vibrating at that higher level, you're going to just have an easier life. And so if you can identify ways in your life that are interrupting or disrupting your peace, then you should change those things. So
I love it. Mr. Ryan, you did great. And I really appreciate, I'm glad we met. I'm really, thank God, because I had no idea that there was these automations. I was trying to work on these HubSpot crazy ass thing. And it's just so simple. It's easy to use. You get the right people. You write the right copy. And I had a blast today on this podcast.
Me
Hopefully
too,
people got some value.
Yeah.
Thanks everybody, the Home Service Expert listeners. We really appreciate it. If you get a chance and you like what you heard, let us know. Hey, if you don't want to sign up for this stuff, it's to each his own. But if you enjoy the podcast, you like the guests, let us know. Go to Apple, go to your favorite place you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear if you have something good to say. If you have something bad to say, text me about it. Maybe I can fix it. I appreciate all the listeners. Thanks, Ryan, for being here. You
Thank
did great.
You, Tommy. Appreciate it,
you very much.
Okay.
And we're
Thanks,
out.
Everybody.
Hey there, thanks for tuning into the podcast today. Before I let you go, I want to let everybody know that Elevate is out and ready to buy. I can share with you how I attracted a winning team of over 700 employees in over 20 states. The insights in this book are powerful and can be applied to any business or organization. It's a real game changer for anyone looking to build and develop a high-performing team like over here at A1 Garage Door Service. So if you want to learn the secrets that help me transform my team from stealing the toilet paper to a group of 700 plus employees rowing in the same direction, head over to elevateandwin.com www.homeservicexpert.com/podcast and grab a copy of the book. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch up with you next time on the podcast.